I don't ever want to see another massacre like we just saw in Lakeland, Florida. And it is not acceptable anymore to have the only thing that Congress does is offer our thoughts and prayers. It really rings hollow. And I had four kids from the high school shooting in Lakeland, Florida, just out by my office on Monday. And I sat down with them, and it's a really interesting conversation. They told me a little bit about themselves and what they hope to see, and then they turned to me and they said, "Do you have any questions?" And I said, "I have a million questions." And so they said, "Okay, go ahead and start." And I said, "Well, why don't we just start by you guys just telling me how you're doing?" And one of the kids said, "You know, we don't need to talk about that, because this isn't about us. This is about our nation and getting something done." And I thought, you know, these kids were 16, 17, 18 years old. There were from sophomores to seniors, and one graduate of the school whose little sister was turning 15 on Valentine's Day. And what was she doing on her birthday? She was stuffed into a closet hiding from a gunman. And I just thought it was very mature to say this is about getting something done. And I said, "So then, you know, I'm a member of Congress. What is your ask of me?" And they said that their number one legislative ask was to get criminal background checks passed. And I said, "That's your number one ask? Your number one ask is not to ban assault weapons?" And they said, "No, that's not our ask, because we know that's politically not going to happen." And again, I'm just thinking, these are high school kids saying this. And I said, "So that's not important to you?" That just really surprises me. And they said, "Well, we're looking ahead to the midterms," meaning the midterm elections, "to bring about change, and then to have the political climate where something more meaningful would happen." And again, these are kids saying this. And I just thought, first of all, they were very rational. You know, there was no yelling. There was no. It was a very thoughtful conversation, and that's more than you can say for a lot of adults, especially for a very, very emotional issue. And when you think of these kids and what they just had gone through, you know, 2 weeks earlier, and you know they're all planning this march out to Washington next month. They have high school kids all over the country who will be marching out to Washington. And so when you hear people say that this one feels different, it really does feel different. It feels different as someone who's a member of Congress as well. And I say that from, you know, a lens of somebody who is in a congressional district where there are a lot of outdoorsmen and women. And, you know, I mean, you guys can fill me in on your thoughts, but many of our families grew up hunting. I mean, we always had guns in our house growing up. My grandmother worked for a gun company. She was an occupational nurse at a gun company. My husband's a police officer, and, you know, obviously he's armed every day. I have three sons. They all hunt. My husband and our oldest son and our grandson went hunting for pheasant just a couple weeks ago. And or ducks. I don't know. What season is it right now? It's some kind of bird. You know, I mean, I go to the shooting range, but we're every single one of us in my family, we're law-abiding citizens. And we, you know, we've gone through all the proper training and all of that. But again, when you had this 19-year-old kid who had clearly severe emotional problems, and I do mean severe, with a lot of warnings out there that he had access to a weapon that literally shreds a person's insides when it hits a human being. You know, there's something that's we've got to fix in that scenario.
Do you think your colleagues, either in the legislative or executive branches, are finally starting to get it on this issue? It seems to me that it got the discussion got political almost instantaneously.
Well, these kind of things unfortunately do get political, but it takes political action to solve it. I mean, that's what leads to laws changing. You probably heard the interview with President Trump yesterday. You know, you talk about something unusual coming out of, you know, a Republican president, sitting president, to say that he didn't worry about the NRA. That's pretty unusual. So, you know, we'll see. The problem, though, is that what the president says one day and what he does the next seem to be two different things. So, but it is unacceptable, though, to the kids who came out to Washington, D.C., and all these kids who are going to be marching on Washington later this month. It will be unacceptable for them for us to do nothing. I can tell you that. And they will not put up with it. They are they're going back. They'll go back to their schools, and they will register anybody who's going to be 18 years old, and this will be their issue. They are going to do everything they can to motivate and inspire the younger generation to go to the polls and vote. And I'm not saying they'll be single issue voters, but they are passionate about this. And so, you know, I think that it again you have to do things for the right reason. You can't do things because they're politically popular or unpopular. You know, that's obviously the wrong way to guide us, but we have to do what's right. And I think the time right now is, at minimum, we should have criminal background checks. We ought to ban these bump stocks that turn a weapon into, you know, somewhat of a machine gun. And certainly the bill that we call No Fly, No Buy ought to pass. And what that is if you are on a criminal background, or I'm sorry, if you are on a terrorist watch list, believe it or not, you cannot, you can't fly, but you can go buy a weapon. I mean, there's nothing that's normal about that. And so our No Fly, No Buy bill would ban anybody who's on a terrorist watch list from being able to buy a weapon. And why any one of those three things can't pass, I don't know. There should be nothing that's political about something that's just common sense. So that's what I see ahead. Now, at this point, it's entirely up to Speaker Paul Ryan as to whether we're even able to debate these issues. And so if he allows debate on it, I think we would get bipartisan support on these measures.
Any indication as to whether or not that'll happen?
Well, I was on the airplane with him last night flying to Chicago. He was on the D.C. to Chicago flight. I didn't have a chance to ask him, but the reality of it is the way our government is structured, the Speaker of the House makes the decision as to what we vote on the House floor, and so it is in his hands. So when the kids march out to Washington, I know probably the first place they ought to march.